From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, January 11th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Caitlin Limbo is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Cairo Town Board tabled a motion on January 8th to reduce the number of planning board members from 7 to 5. Town Supervisor Daniel Benoit said the motion to decrease the size of the board came after two recent vacancies were not filled. Benoit said, and I quote, "Logistically, with two vacancies, this is the best time to try to make a change. If the resolution passes, those vacancies simply go away. If not, we will fill those vacancies," end quote. Benoit said the board was increased to 7 members 20 years ago after the town had problems getting enough members to turn out for meetings. There were no objections to the reduction resolution from board members. However, Benoit said there is some objection to the change from the community. He said, and I quote, "A couple of people have objected to the downsizing on the grounds of diversity. They believe the more people on the board, the more opinions there are," end quote. The resolution is expected to be voted on at the town board's next meeting, scheduled for 7 p.m. February the 5th. If approved, the new law would be effective immediately. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Debbie Mayer is reporting for the Columbia paper. The calendar year ended without the Germantown board approving or rejecting the town's revised comprehensive plan. Board member Brittany DeFriend said, and I quote, "I think the overall document is good," end quote, but she questioned details and language. For example, she said the plan prohibits burn barrels without saying what a burn barrel is. The plan has a, and I quote, "repeated reference to a designated scenic byway," end quote. "I cannot find anywhere that New York State has designated a scenic byway in Germantown. It rubs me the wrong way. If it is designated, where? Show me. If it's not designated, it needs to say that, or that the designation is recommended," end quote. The friends also wanted to hear input from board member Ron Moore II, who had questions about the revised plan but was absent from the December 19th meeting. The board decided that DeFriends and Moore would meet with members of the Comprehensive Plan Committee. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Rick Collin is reporting at Capital Confidential. Reform advocates contend a new program that privatizes the sending of care packages to incarcerated people is punitive, but prison officials say it is intended to fight contraband. Jack Beck, who runs the Prisoner Visiting Project at the Correctional Association of New York, a group that advocates for better prison conditions, said, and I quote, "People are very upset and families are upset." Judith Brink of the Prison Action Network, which has launched a letter-writing campaign, said, and I quote, "We are doing everything we can do to stop it," end quote. At issue is a new policy in which friends and family members of state detainees can no longer directly send care packages of food, books, clothing, and other items. Instead, they must order the items from a pre-approved list of vendors that specializes in inmate needs. The policy will be phased in at all New York prisons by next year. Beck and other critics say the new policy will make it harder for the incarcerated to get fresh fruit and vegetables, as well as books, sheets, and towels. Another concern centers on the lack of diversity in reading material. A spokesman for the State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision said the change of policy is intended to reduce contraband brought into the prisons. And you can read that full story at Capital Confidential, the Times Union blog. And for our final story, the Times Union is reporting that on January 10th, U.S. Senator Charles Schumer said he will fight for a major increase in federal funding to combat the opioid crisis in upstate New York during the final budget negotiations. Schumer said in a conference call with reporters, and I quote, "I'm going to fight for an increase in grants to upstate New York so they have the resources to fight back," end quote. Overdose death rates rose 23% in upstate New York between 2015 and 2016 to nearly 1,400. And a recent report from the U.S. Centers of Disease Control and Prevention found that life expectancy in the U.S. has fallen for the second year in a row, a trend attributed primarily to overdose deaths. Also on Wednesday, U.S. Representative Paul Tonko announced a bipartisan heroin task force. A House of Representatives caucus has endorsed his bill to increase addiction treatment access. The bill would increase the types of medical professionals that can prescribe medication to treat opioid addiction. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a flood watch for the region from late Thursday through Saturday afternoon. A combination of heavy rainfall, snow melt, and potential ice jams may cause flooding on rivers and streams. Rainfall amounts of up to 1 to 2 inches are expected, with locally higher amounts possible. The heaviest rainfall is expected to occur from late Thursday through Friday morning. Rivers and streams could see fast and significant rises in areas of any ice jams. In addition, rapidly falling temperatures on Saturday will lead to flash freeze, causing any standing water to freeze in place. As for today, the National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly cloudy day with a temperature high near 49 degrees. For Thursday night, rain is likely mainly after 2 a.m. There will be patchy fog after 11 p.m. Otherwise, it will be cloudy with a low around 48. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, there will be rain on Friday. The rain could be heavy at times. Areas of fog with a temperature high near 55 degrees. For Friday night, rain before 4 a.m., then freezing rain and sleet with a temperature low around 29. And on Saturday, freezing rain and sleet before 10 a.m., then snow and sleet between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., then snow is likely after 1 p.m. with a temperature high near 31 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of snow showers, mainly before 7 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 8 degrees. Sunrise this morning was at 7:23 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:42 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 11th day of January, 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.